Welcome to the Daily Wog podcast from Walk Through the Bible. Before we get to today's episode, we've got a free gift for you. Walk Through the Bible exists to help people live God's Word, and we have a brand new resource that can help. Our new book, Chosen, When God Calls Your Name, is available to our podcast listeners for free. Go to walkthrough.org/free. That's walkthru.org/free to get your free copy. Now, here is today's Daily Walk podcast. Today's Daily Walk devotion comes from Hosea chapters 12 through 14. Hosea ends his book the same way he began, by driving home his three-part theme. Israel's past is stained with disobedience and rebellion. Second, Israel's future holds the ominous threat of calamity. And third, Israel's present demands a complete change of heart if that calamity is to be averted. Hosea's heart has already been broken by the harlotry and shame of his wife Gomer. But now he pleads one last time with his countrymen that they not duplicate Gomer's folly. Return, O Israel, to the Lord, in chapter 14, verse 1. Now, let's listen to Hosea chapters 12 through 14.
Hosea 12. Ephraim feeds on the wind. He pursues the east wind all day and multiplies lies and violence. He makes a treaty with Assyria and sends olive oil to Egypt. The Lord has a charge to bring against Judah. He will punish Jacob according to his ways and repay him according to his deeds. In the womb he grasped his brother's heel. As a man he struggled with God. He struggled with the angel and overcame him. He wept and begged for his favor. He found him at Bethel and talked with him there. The Lord God Almighty, the Lord is his name. But you must return to your God, maintain love and justice, and wait for your God always. The merchant uses dishonest scales and loves to defraud. Ephraim boasts, "I am very rich, I have become wealthy. With all my wealth they will not find in me any iniquity or sin. I have been the Lord your God ever since you came out of Egypt. I will make you live in tents again, as in the days of your appointed festivals. I spoke to the prophets, gave them many visions, and told parables through them. Is Gilead wicked? Its people are worthless. Do they sacrifice bulls in Gilgal? Their altars will be like piles of stones on a plowed field." Jacob fled to the country of Aram. Israel served to get a wife, and to pay for her he tended sheep. The Lord used a prophet to bring Israel up from Egypt. By a prophet he cared for him. But Ephraim has aroused his bitter anger. His Lord will leave on him the guilt of his bloodshed and will repay him for his contempt. Hosea 13. When Ephraim spoke, people trembled. He was exalted in Israel. But he became guilty of Baal worship and died. Now they sin more and more. They make idols for themselves from their silver, cleverly fashioned images, all of them the work of craftsmen. It is said of these people, they offer human sacrifices. They kiss calf idols. Therefore they will be like the morning mist, like the early dew that disappears, like chaff swirling from a threshing floor, like smoke escaping through a window. But I have been the Lord your God ever since you came out of Egypt. You shall acknowledge no God but me, no Savior except me. I cared for you in the wilderness, in the land of burning heat. When I fed them, they were satisfied. When they were satisfied, they became proud. Then they forgot me. So I will be like a lion to them, like a leopard I will lurk by the path, like a bear robbed of her cubs, I will attack them and rip them open. Like a lion, I will devour them. A wild animal will tear them apart. You are destroyed, Israel, because you are against me, against your helper. Where is your king, that he may save you? Where are your rulers in all your towns, of whom you said, "Give me a king and princes"? So in my anger I gave you a king, and in my wrath I took him away. The guilt of Ephraim is stored up. His sins are kept on record. Pains as of a woman in childbirth come to him, but he is a child without wisdom. When the time arrives, he doesn't have the sense to come out of the womb. I will deliver this people from the power of the grave. I will redeem them from death. Where, O death, are your plagues? Where, O grave, is your destruction? I will have no compassion, even though he thrives among his brothers. An east wind from the Lord will come, blowing in from the desert. His spring will fail and his well dry up. His storehouse will be plundered of all its treasures. The people of Samaria must bear their guilt, because they have rebelled against their God. They will fall by the sword. Their little ones will be dashed to the ground, their pregnant women ripped open. Hosea 14. Return, Israel, to the Lord your God. Your sins have been your downfall. Take words with you and return to the Lord. Say to him, "Forgive all our sins and receive us graciously, that we may offer the fruit of our lips. Assyria cannot save us. We will not mount war horses. We will never again say, 'Our gods,' to what our hands have made. For in you the fatherless find compassion. I will heal their waywardness and love them freely, for my anger has turned away from them. I will be like the dew to Israel. He will blossom like a lily, like a cedar of Lebanon. He will send down his roots. His young shoots will grow. His splendor will be like an olive tree, his fragrance like a cedar of Lebanon. People will dwell again in his shade. They will flourish like the grain. They will blossom like the vine. Israel's fame will be like the wine of Lebanon. Ephraim, what more have I to do with idols? I will answer him and care for him. I am like a flourishing juniper. Your fruitfulness comes from me. Who is wise? Let them realize these things. Who is discerning? Let them understand. The ways of the Lord are right. The righteous walk in them, but the rebellious stumble in them.
Here is our Daily Walk devotional thought for today. Few sentences in the English language are more difficult to say than the little two-word phrase, "I'm sorry." You've sinned. You've failed miserably. How do you tell God about it? How do you make it right with him so you can enjoy fellowship once again? Hosea chapter 14 has been called by some the backslider's chapter. It describes the steps necessary for God's erring people to be restored to fellowship with him. Number one, return to the Lord. Chapter 14, verse 1. Remember, if God seems distant from you, it means you have moved. Number two, confess your sins to the Lord. Chapter 14, verse 2. Agree with him that what you have done is wrong and needs to be forgiven. Then number three, put your confidence in the Lord. Chapter 14, verse 3. Trusting your own strength or understanding can only bring disappointment. Instead, lean on the rock that can never be moved. Are you, like Israel in Hosea's day, estranged from your God? Restoration is only a prayer away. Read chapter 14 of Hosea twice. Then do business with God. He's waiting for you, and his door is always open. Thank you for joining us today for the Daily Walk podcast from Walk Through the Bible. Be with us tomorrow as we continue our life-changing journey through the Bible in a year. Love this episode of the Daily Walk podcast? We'd love for you to rate and give us a review on iTunes or Google Play. Make sure you subscribe so you won't miss an episode as we walk through God's Word together. For more resources to help you live God's Word, visit walkthrough.org. That's walkthrough.org. Walk through the Bible. Take a walk. Change the world.